Town Mouse and Country Mouse. The Town Mouse was a proud creature, ever so modern, and used to the finest cuisine and clothing. One day he decided to visit his Country Mouse cousin, hopping on a train car headed out to the rolling hills surrounding his bustling city home. On arrival, the Town Mouse was quite alarmed at the state he found his cousin in. The Country Mouse greeted him off the train barefoot, in rough worn clothes that had definitely seen better days. The Town Mouse couldn't help but wrinkle his little nose a bit as he spotted the dutifully darned patches on his cousin's trousers. The Country Mouse was unperturbed by his cousin's disapproving nose, and the pair walked quite contentedly through the long, sun-dappled grass back to his little home. It was a tidy little home indeed, well-loved, well-swept, but small and basic. An uninvited draught occasionally whistled through the window pane, and the rugs were worn quite thin, but the low fire kept them well-lit and warm as they lost the last of the sunlight. Even so, it was a pretty bleak state of affairs to the mind of the Town Mouse. The Town Mouse managed to bite his tongue and keep his opinions to himself, or he did, at least until dinner was served. A small plate of cold, hard beans was placed before him. He watched, bewildered, as his host tucked in. The Country Mouse gnawed ravenously on a particularly tough-looking bean. It was clearly the first thing he had eaten all day. "This is no way to live! Cousin, you do not know what you're missing. Let me take you back to mine and show you the good life." The Country Mouse was a timid little creature and not one for leaving his home. But after much coaxing and cajoling, it was decided. The sun rose the next morning over the tiny cousin scampering back aboard the train to the city, the Country Mouse carrying his few worldly goods in his bindle. That night, it was the Town Mouse's job to play host. The pair skittered down brightly lit, bustling streets and snuck into a grand old house with the softest carpets the Country Mouse had ever set paws upon. The Town Mouse explained that this was his home, and tonight they were to feast. The Country Mouse had never seen a fully stocked pantry before, and he let out a soft little gasp. There were enough beans to last several mousy lifetimes. There were wheels of cheese that seemed as big as the wheels of the train that had brought him here. There were glistening meats and jars of sweet syrupy fruit, and bottles of jewel-coloured wine that made the cousins quite merry indeed. They sang and jigged and filled themselves till the pair was rolling around with delight. Their merriness was cut short in a moment, though, as the Country Mouse found himself being battered against the pantry wall by a sabre-clawed paw, lined with velvet pads as big as his whole mousy self. In terror, the two cousins fled from the razor-sharp grasp of the house cat, escaping down a mouse hole with only a whisker to spare between them. Panting in fear, the Country Mouse asked what on earth had just happened. The Town Mouse shrugged and explained that sharing the house with the humans and their cat was simply the cost of living the high life. The Country Mouse didn't even wait for the sun to rise. Grabbing his things, he darted out of the house and back to the train that would take him home, muttering to himself, "I would rather gnaw on a bean than be gnawed by fear for all of my days."